Hi family, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is a manifestation of his goodness, and the Bible reference is from John 10 verse 10 from the Amplified Classic Version. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. The Lord Jesus said he came that we may have and enjoy life to the full. Aren't you glad about that? He lived and died and came back to life to see to it that nothing cheats you out of his perfect will for you. In 3 John 1 verse 2, he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." In this verse, the Apostle John describes the comprehensive prosperity of the human person, which includes spiritual, material, and physical well-being. God knows that without sound health, you can't enjoy the life that he gave you. That's why he sent us to heal the sick. Divine healing is a manifestation of his goodness. Acts 10 verse 38 further reinforces this truth. It says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." God sent Jesus and he went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. The Bible shows that he gave us the same charge. He said in Matthew 10 verse 8, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely ye have received, freely give." Luke 9 verse 2 says, referring to the disciples, "And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." Hallelujah. Think about Peter and John at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. They encountered a man who had been lame from birth, begging for alms. The Bible says, "Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.'" Acts 3 verse 6. The man previously unable to walk was healed instantly, and he entered the temple with Peter and John, praising God. The crowd, astonished at the miraculous healing, saw in the hitherto lame man the manifestation of the goodness of God. God doesn't want people sick, weak, or broken. That's why he sent us to take healing to the nations. Hallelujah. A manifestation of his goodness. He has sent you out. He has given you a charge to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Yours is to heal. God will actualize the healing. Do your part. Preach the gospel. Tell people about Christ. Do your part. Be earnest about it. Be particular about it. Be intentional about it. And when you go, after taking the salvation prayer with him, fill them with the Holy Ghost. And those who are sick, pray for them. You come back with a testimony, because God says so. You are a child of God. You have that power to use it. Hallelujah. For further study, read 1 John 3 verse 8, Matthew 10 verse 7 to 8, and Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 to 15. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, 1 Samuel chapters 20, 21, and 22. And Luke chapter 20, verse 20 to 21. And Luke chapter 20 downwards. And then we go to Luke chapter 21, verse 1 to 4. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 129 and Psalm 130. And then Romans chapter 15, verse 10 to 19. I always advise you to take the 1 year Bible reading plan. It's so important. You can really, really track your progress. Complete the Bible in 1 year. You should take the 1 year Bible reading plan. You should take it. Hallelujah. Kindly take the confession after me. I declare that Satan has nothing in me, for I walk in a transcendent, victorious, and ever triumphant life in Christ Jesus. I'm a partaker of the divine nature, with the life that sickness proves. Jesus' name. Amen. A manifestation of His goodness. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll see you tomorrow.